Question, because it seems like you go from negative to positive sometimes. Does it have any difference where you are when you're saying a negative versus positive? Like, is this, you know, getting rid of something and this is...
No, and we don't really know how it works. When tapping first began, it was three times right here. You say negative and positive. And then you say reminder phrases. And then, you know, Gary always encouraged us, let it come through you, not by you. And then a lot of us started tapping positive things. And people were like, well, I don't understand. Aren't you tapping out the things you don't want? And then it was Tapas Fleming who teaches TAT, T-A-T. It's a pose where you do this. And it's an amazing healing technique. She's traveled the world and worked with disaster areas, because you can work with big groups like the tapping with it. And she said, well, you're not really tapping in positive and out negative. You're reestablishing flow. You're always going to need all of it, hot, cold, black, white. And so what you're doing is just getting the energy to move again. And then I find, the more I'm tapping, my words are very much about falling in love with yourself in this human experience. That's why I resonated with Rebecca's work about the shadow. And so my taps tend to always be about the contrast. So you're not really tapping out the negative. But if you can reach a place where you can accept that part of you, it doesn't mean that you're giving yourself permission to have rude behavior. I assure you, I behaved very well in church. I was a good girl. I just couldn't control my thoughts in the moment. I couldn't get into the place I like to be in vibrationally in that space. But instead of taking that in judgment and pulling it into the rest of the evening and struggling mentally or emotionally with it, I just went, wow, that is an odd experience for me. And in releasing that, the rest of the evening was just so delightful. And it wasn't a bad experience. It just wasn't what I expected of myself. But through all this tapping over the positive and the negative, I was able to be curious about it and know that I wouldn't be there forever. You know, that's the thing we forget. When you feel bad, you just think it's forever. Or, you know, when you feel bad or somebody offends you, it like reminds you of 400 other times. And for some reason, when we're happy, I don't know, you just feel happy. It's like there's not a big story with the happy. You know, you just feel it all over. And so, through the tapping, I'm finding that I don't have to hold a big story anymore. It's just that was my experience in the moment.
So do you feel like it's like that movie Groundhog Day, that when you just, it's like you just keep replaying the same?
Actually,
you can't get past.
Well, actually, and in the work I do, the private sessions that I do, that is the gift I have with this. I can find a memory, usually, or a thought pattern that was created, and most often it's from a child's experience. And that pattern, that theme, will be repeated continuously. And if you can go back to the earliest part of it, even though I think it could come in from past lives, if you can go back to the earliest part of it in this physical experience, you can create enough space to make change. But I always teach it's two parts. As you clear the old, you have to also put in the new. And a lot of people miss that piece. They'll spend so much time clearing, but you can't actually have a vacuum in nature. So if you aren't putting new thought processes in, new knowledge, new experiences, new ways of speaking, then the old stuff tends to come back. So do I see it as looping? Yes. I have a couple of themes in my life that I revisit. But I will tell you, with the tapping, they're never as awful, never as difficult. I'm singing the hokey pokey about fear. I'm pretty sure I couldn't do that a year ago. You know, I would have just thought, oh, how can I be back here? But now I see that it's all part of it. So the tapping has really allowed me to take a lot of the story and the pain out of it. What did they say? The human experience, you're absolutely going to have pain. Suffering is optional. I would venture to say I don't suffer anymore. And I like that. I like that.